King, you have summoned me. What is it?
Take this here vibranium to the brother Miles as a gift from the people of Wakanda. Go and bring him the vibranium mic. He will use it wisely.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro. That's absolutely nothing. What did you do before you were named a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have there? Ask Professor Maurice Miles Martinez, MC Brother Miles, and he'll tell you like it really is. You can shackle the hands of black people, you can jail the bodies of black people, but you cannot shackle or jail the minds of black people. Rise up, black man, black woman, and reach to go back to Africa.
My father was a Garveyite, thus Marcus Garvey can be thought of as my grandfather. But when you say, I've read in Dr. Ben's book, or I've read in Dr. Ivan Van Sertima's book, or I've read in Professor Maurice Miles Martinez's book, they say, don't speak that information in here. Brothers and sisters, speak your truth to the world.
Brother Miles, the black man's truth is here.
The real Wakandas of Africa podcast.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political, economic, and cultural time of day. Brother Miles, the relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
Free at last and proud to be black. One day Miles will be free at last.
Hey, Brother Miles, that was really great, man. I'm impressed.
Welcome to the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast, the place where black history, hip-hop, and spoken word come together. I'm your host, Maurice Miles Martinez, also known as MC Brother Miles. At the end of each podcast, we have an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself. Now, last week, we discussed the racist origin of the evolution of man. And this week, we're going to shift a little bit to discuss Haiti. So you've seen maybe what's happening in Haiti today, and it's framed as things like Haitian gangs. But let's talk about some of the history of Haiti and how we got to this point, as well as the wealth that has been extracted by foreigners. So, the French actually forced Haiti. And by the way, the French had formerly enslaved Haiti, and Haiti won a revolution, fought a revolution, kicked the French out. The Spanish tried to come back in, kicked the Spanish out. The English tried to come back in, kicked the English out. However, over the years, some of these colonizers kept coming back, and the French eventually forced formerly enslaved Haitians at gunpoint to pay them. And they had to pay them over the course of about 7 decades, total of 64 years. Now, this payment was not pocket change. This payment amounted to approximately $560 million in today's money, which was for basically a ransom loan, right, that they actually had to take and then pay the French back. So Haiti continued to have to pay these debts. And this led to Haiti taking in money from its own production and then having to have this double debt. So where did money go? It didn't go to schools. It didn't go to basic infrastructure. It didn't go to hospitals. It went to enriching foreigners' pockets. But if the money had actually remained there, it has been shown that this money would have grown and added a total of at least $21 billion, that's billion with a B, to the Haitian economy. And that's considered, believe it or not, to be very, very conservative, that estimate. Haiti's Latin American neighbors, such as the Dominican Republic and other countries, grew. Haiti did not. So now Haiti is in the situation it is today.
and the total amount that it may have grown was even larger than the $21 billion. Some people say that the amount of money that France took from Haiti, that France diverted from the economy, was as much as $115 billion. So, if Haiti didn't have to actually have its wealth extracted by these former enslavers who came back and financially colonized Haiti, the per capita income of Haiti today would be much larger than it is. How much larger? About six times as large as it is today. So it would have been on par with many of its other Caribbean neighbors. Now, I'm not saying that many of its other Caribbean neighbors are the equivalent of being in England or France or America today, but you wouldn't see the same type of situation that exists in Haiti today. So, who else benefited from this? Well, a number of other places benefited from this wealth also. The French government took money out of this money that was being extracted from Haiti. And then on top of that, banks in another country took money. And that country is the United States of America. National City Bank, Citigroup's, this is the forerunner of Citigroup, took money. Other Wall Street banks took money from Haiti. Now, you may be wondering, how did they take money from Haiti? Well, the United States took over Haiti for a period of almost 20 years. Now, put yourself in this place for a minute. Some of you are 22 years old. Others of you have children who are in their 20s or teens. Imagine for that entire lifespan that you had a foreign military in your streets who had propped up a government in your streets and came in and extracted additional money. So this is what the United States did, and this is what U.S. banks did to Haiti. So now Haitians have nothing left. They don't have anything left because of this long history of extracting their wealth. And this leads to a number of issues within Haiti today. And then Haitians come to the U.S. border, and what happens? Border agents, a couple years ago, whipped Haitians at the U.S. border. Was a scene right out of slavery at the United States border. They're coming here because they're seeking asylum from the situation that other countries have caused, and one of those other countries is the United States of America. As always, we conclude the Real Wakandas of Africa podcast with an original spoken word poetry or hip-hop track by myself, MC Brother Miles. Maurice Miles Martinez. Haiti's wealth taken by French and U.S. bankers. Now Haiti has been thrown into a place where the wealth has been ganked in from the people's own creation and moved overseas to foreign countries and nations. And now that Haitians wish to escape the bad conditions of their land forsaken, America whips them at the border and sends them home. This type of complacent, but the stolen wealth in the pockets of the grandsons and granddaughters and great-grandsons and great-granddaughters of American and French bankers leave them in the wake of an incredible intentional, not a historical mistake, an intentional one where the money went into the pockets of the French and Americans wielding guns. If you have a child or yourself are 21, imagine if a country's military was in the streets since you can remember, almost 20 years of your lifetime, the United States military and bankers did Haiti colonize. And now we are told some other violent lie about Haitian people who have been squeezed by and by till they are so dehydrated that they have no tears to cry from their eyes.
Thank you for listening to the Real Wakandans of Africa podcast. When you have a chance, please pick a copy of my books up from Amazon, The Real Wakandans of Africa, Dr. John Henry Clark vs. Herman Cain, The Great Wall of Africa, The Empire of Benin's 10,000-mile-long wall, The Real Vibranium of Africa, and Akhenaten's Dreams by Maurice Miles Martinez. You can also subscribe to this podcast and become a regular sustaining member by clicking the link in the podcast. You can donate from $1 to $10 per month, and this makes an enormous difference in supporting this podcast and my research. Thank you again for listening to me, MC Brother Miles, Maurice Miles Martinez. I will speak with you next week.